If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
I would probably interview my grandpa because my dad told me he was in sort of a mafia. Not in, but he had lots of friends that were in the mafia. And they're like in, it was an organization in the jail sort of thing. Worldwide. I don't know. It's pretty confusing. I would ask him a lot more questions about that.
What was your first memory of me?
My first memory of you was in the third grade. Miss Hickok's class. I switched there because I was good at math. I was in a like lower standard third grade. And it was my first year that I came to America.
Was there a time when you didn't like me?
I didn't like you in the fourth grade. We fought over a basketball game. We even got into a fist fight. Now that I think back, it was pretty funny, but back then it wasn't.
What makes us such good friends today?
Well, we always help each other in everything that we're good at. Like, I help you with homework and stuff. And you help me with basketball and video games.
How would you describe me? How would you describe yourself?
I would describe us pretty similarly. We're both lazy and smart, but you're just a lot lazier than I am, and I'm smarter than you are.
Where will we be in 10 years? 20 years?
In 10 years, we'll probably be in a college or a university, like working on homework together, watching sports games and stuff. In 20 years is a lot harder to say because one of us can move away and we might stop talking to each other, or maybe our kids become friends and we keep talking to each other because, well, it can change mattering how our families go.
I was about to ask you if you thought we would ever lose touch with each other, but I guess you just answered that question. So, what was your childhood like?
Well, in Armenia, I don't remember a lot, but I remember that I was pretty smart back then, too. In, like, school-wise, I was kind of dumb outside. I did dumb things. I got hurt a lot. A lot of the kids picked on me and stuff. It's sort of funny when I think back. My grandma used to protect me.